And here is today's riddle. What do Eric Pickles and George Papandreou have in common? Now, it's not just the letter P. It's the fact that they've both had cold feet about referendums. Or rather, they've both found how inconvenient they can be at times. Now, we all know about the Greek Prime Minister, or probably ex-Prime Minister by the time you listen to this. He thought that by initiating a referendum, he could get a result he wanted. And he was told very firmly by somebody else, namely the Eurozone, no, if you want to hold a poll, this is the question you're going to have to ask. Not quite the same thing as he had in mind. And in the meantime, very quietly, Eric Pickles and the government has dropped a key provision in the localism bill. The one that said if 5% of the population demand it, they can have a local referendum. Or indeed if councillors demand it. Now, he's probably dropped that because of pressure from the Local Government Association and other people who didn't see the need or were horrified by the likely number of trips we will all make to a polling station. But in truth, what both Pickles and Papandreou are finding out, and what we think in the Consultation Institute is self-evident, is that of all the dialogue methods we use to hear what people have to say, nothing comes with more political overtones, more political baggage, if you like, than referendums. Just consider this. There are two situations still in the localism bill where we could end up with a referendum. One is neighbourhood planning, and that is going to be interesting because the idea here is that the community provides overall endorsement for the plan that's been worked out probably by a small section of the community. And the second situation is council tax. How does that work? Well, if a council wants to put up council tax by more than the government thinks is right, then the government says that you will have to hold a referendum. Now, don't hold your breath, because I don't think there will be any. Because what it's effectively doing is saying is, do as we tell you, or we'll force you to ask the public. So that consultation is being used, if you like, as a deterrent, as a threat. That's what I mean by political overtones. I have to say, I think it's a good idea that the localism bill has dropped this particularly controversial provision. It'll be a disappointment to those people who argue that direct democracy has got a lot to offer. Well, maybe it has, but maybe, as Papandreou also has discovered, not through referendums.